Getting back to the issue of rectal cancer, so it sounds like you're using oxaliplatin neoadjuvantly off study fairly frequently.
We do, and we offer it, as I think we do any emerging technology. When I first started at Penn in 1980, we had and still do have one of the largest experience of lumpectomy and radiation for breast cancer. In fact, people would come by train from New York, because at the same time that the New York institutions were doing radical mastectomies in 1980, we were offering lumpectomy and radiation based on non-randomized data suggesting benefit. This is way ahead of the NSABP studies showing equivalency in terms of outcome. So at that time, we told people, this is the standard of care, 5-FU and radiation. However, there are emerging data suggesting strongly that oxaliplatin is not only tolerable, but certainly increases downstaging. Whether it increases survival, we don't know yet. And if one looks at the data, for example, with toxicity, since neurotoxicity is the chief concern, if one is getting 60 milligrams per meter squared times 5, 300 milligrams per meter squared, it's a pretty low dose of oxaliplatin. One typically doesn't start seeing significant neurotoxicity till double that amount. So if one is only giving that amount of oxaliplatin, I think that the concern about the chief side effect of that drug is mostly allayed.
So what do you do postoperatively, particularly in the patient who's had a complete response?
Yes. I use the preoperative staging to predict what I'm going to choose in the postoperative setting. So if someone, based on, I think, our very good MRI techniques and very good EUS techniques, is a T3N0 patient without a lot of bad prognostic features, and they get any form of preoperative therapy independent of their response by pathology, I will offer an additional 4 months of at least fluoropyrimidine therapy. That gives them 6 months. And if they have a port in, for example, I'll just do 8 cycles or 4 months of LV5-FU2. That was shown in the Andre study to be equivalent to the Mayo Clinic regimen. The current intergroup trial assigns all patients to FOLFOX plus or minus bevacizumab. And I think that's a reasonable option, certainly. Again, extrapolating. The original question was asking, is FOLFOX better than 5-FU leucovorin? And there was also a FOLFIRI question. But I think we decided we didn't want to go down that path of separating colon and rectum quite that much and redo the MOSAIC trial, redo the FLOX trial in rectal cancer, so that if someone, for example, has had no neurotoxicity and they got oxaliplatin preoperatively and they started out with positive nodes and a T3 lesion, I would probably offer them FOLFOX and do it for 8 cycles. And that would give them roughly about 850 milligrams per meter squared, maybe 900, which was equivalent to that given in the FLOX, in the NSABP FLOX study, and close to the delivered dose and the projected dose for the MOSAIC trial.
Anything you want to add to anything you said today?
I think emphasizing what a good job docs do in our practices at making decisions about patients. The more I do your talks, the more I meet docs from around the country, because they do what I do but have to do it in the context of many other diseases. Their decision-making seems to be extraordinarily good given the inundation of data, given the fact that in 3 years we've had not three new drugs necessarily, but three more ways of treating patients introduced, including more oral therapies, the introduction of oxaliplatin into both advanced and adjuvant setting, bevacizumab, cetuximab. That's a huge sea change for people to incorporate into practice, and being able to stay ahead of their patients and stay comparable to the best institutions in the country in terms of expertise is really a credit, I think, not only to them, but also to programs like yours that tries to focus on what are the real changes that have occurred and how do people think this is playing out in the community. And I think it's a remarkable testimony to the ability of people in very busy lives to incorporate these changes so rapidly and I think very responsibly.